Well, the federal government is touting its new $680 million home builder scheme as a boost for the construction sector as COVID-19 measures keep dragging on the economy. But critics have been out in force today saying it's a missed opportunity to fund building that delivers the greatest benefit. At the top of that list is social housing. Still, plenty are delighted at the number on offer, $25,000 apiece, but there are also plenty of rules on who'll get it. David Sparks has the latest.
Troy Ten Hegler is a builder with 5 employees in the central Queensland town of Gladstone. With the government's new package now locked in, he thinks a boom in construction is on the way.
Judging by the amount of inquiry we've had over the past few weeks in the anticipation of getting this grant, greatly, we've had a huge influx of interest ringing up. And since in the last week where it's become more apparent that it's definitely going ahead, that's probably double. We're probably getting 8 to 10 a day now.
Are they mostly for new home builds or for renovations?
Just about everyone's for a new home build.
And some home buyers are already excited. One of them is Vivek Agrawal, who this morning signed a contract to build a new home in Melbourne's far north.
It's like a jackpot. You're winning a jackpot of 25 grand.
The federal government's home builder package offers $25,000 for people to build a new home or pay for a major upgrade of the home they live in. But there are a lot of rules. Single recipients must earn less than $125,000 a year, and the limit is $200,000 for couples. They must be spending at least $150,000 of their own money on the build and not more than $750,000. Scott Morrison says it will boost an industry that helps drive the Australian economy.
In the short term, we know that in the residential building construction industry, that on the other side of September, the pipeline of works that they've been working on will really start to drive quickly. Some 30,000 homes or thereabouts won't get built. And that's why we believed it was important that as part of the many measures, the many supports that we're putting into our economy at the moment, supporting our home building industry, to support those families and those Australians whose dream it was to build their home or to do that big renovation.
The government expects 27,000 homeowners or builders to access the scheme. The building industry says it will save jobs and pump life into the economy. But the federal opposition is not impressed. Shadow Housing Minister Jason Clare.
All of this hype about renovations, how you're going to be able to renovate your kitchen and renovate your bathroom. And turns out it's all rubbish. You know, there's not many battlers in the suburbs of Australia that have got a lazy $150,000 to renovate their kitchen or their bathroom.
Experts say the scheme is a welcome injection, but there are critics. Associate Professor Vito Malika from the Macquarie University Business School says with $688 million up for grabs, the money could have been better targeted.
The reason why I'm critical of it is it's not going to start new works. This $25,000 handout is going to be given for people that most likely already have approval to complete $150,000 renovations. Construction has a huge multiplier effect on the rest of the economy, without a doubt. However, I think, you know, the money allocated for this stimulus could be allocated elsewhere.
Any suggestions?
I think if you were to get a new home to purchase a new home, right, reduce stamp duties, that would be a better outcome. To reduce the transaction costs of buying a home rather than stimulating people who already have got a home, have debt, and probably are going to take on further debt to renovate a home, $25,000 doesn't go a long way.
Another critic is Associate Professor Wendy Stone from Swinburne University.
What it does is not target adequately social housing construction or improvement. Here is an opportunity to both target the money towards social housing construction, which we need far more social housing. We need to adequately respond to the kind of housing quality and condition repairs that are required in a lot of social housing, in public housing, community housing, and in specialist Indigenous housing.
Associate Professor Wendy Stone from Swinburne University. David Sparks with that report.